أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. راعت قلوب العدا أنباء بعثته كنبأة أجفالت غفلا من الغنم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ما زال يلقاهم في كل معترك حتى حكوا بالقنا لحما على وضمي. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ودوا الفرار فكادوا يغبطون به أشلاء شالت مع العقبان والرخام. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. تمضي الليالي ولا يدرون عدتها ما لم تكن من ليالي الأشهر الحرم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. كأنما الدين ضيف حل ساحتهم بكل قرم إلى لحم العدا قارم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected علماء, elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, and all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Last year we commenced the summarized version of Qasida Burda. We completed 7 chapters And the seventh chapter was on the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The physical ascension of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam towards the skies. It was around that time when the COVID-19 was escalating from an epidemic to a pandemic. And we halted all our programs. Now it is the month of Rabiul Awwal, or we are about to approach the month of Rabiul Awwal. A very Mubarak, a very blessed month. A month in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born and came into the world. It is during the month of Rabiul Awwal that our ulama, they discuss different angles and dimensions of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to instill in us the love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an integral part in the life of a believer. It is a central part of our life, focus of our life. It ought to be everything in the compass of our lives. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell to the people, announce to the people, that if you claim that you love me, you love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then follow me. Follow the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani rahmatullah alayhi, he states, whilst I was studying the Quran, the commentary of a Quran, I had a very scholarly question on this ayat of the Quran Kareem. We all know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest prophet. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is khatamul anbiya wal rusul. No prophet to come after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the leader of all the prophets. Why is it that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran Kareem more about Musa alayhi salatu wa salam? Why is it in the Quran Kareem Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks more about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam and other prophets? If Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest prophet, leader of all the prophets, why this mention of other prophets in the Quran Kareem more than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani rahmatullah alayhi says, I kept on thinking, I kept on pondering, until Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inspired me with an answer through this verse. In this verse, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala states that if a person happens to follow the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just by following the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person earns the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When the life and the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the means of earning the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, imagine what is the situation and what is the closeness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. Your iman is not complete. Your iman is not perfect until I am more beloved to you, more beloved to your family, your children, and all of mankind. True love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everyone else in the world. First, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in our hearts, and then the love of everyone else. Love, it has the potential to change the life of a person. It is mentioned in one hadith, one villager, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mata sa'a? O Prophet of Allah, when Qiyamah will come? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, ماذا أعتد لها? You're asking about Qiyamah. What did you prepare for Qiyamah? So he responded to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا شيء. Really, I didn't prepare anything for Qiyamah. But I've got just one very great asset with me. إِلَّا إِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. With the exception of the fact that I love Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, أَنْتَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You would be with that person who you love. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala who says, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this to that villager, فَمَا فَرِحْنَا بِشَيْءٍ فَرْحَنَا بِقَوْلِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. We did not get happy with any statement of Nabi صلى الله عليه as much as we got happy with this statement of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because of our love for Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, we knew that we will be with Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Anas رضي الله تعالى narrating this hadith, he states that أنا أحب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وَأَبَا بَكَرْ وَعُمَرْ. I love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love Abu Bakr Siddiq. I love Umar ibn Khattab. وَأَرْجُوا أَنْ أَكُونَ مَعَهُمْ بِحُبِّ إِيَّاهُمْ. Because of my love for them, my heart's inclination, my feeling towards them, I hope because of my love for them, I will be with them. Maybe not in the dunya, but inshallah in the akhirah. We make dua that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also joined us with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the Sahaba, because of our love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba. Love has a potential of changing the life of a person. It can bring about a revolution in a person. When you love somebody, you have a natural attraction to that person. You observe that person. And a time comes in your life where you start imitating everything of that person. And when you reach a point of true love, then everything of the beloved is reflected in your own life. An accurate, a precise example of the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the love of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In Makkah al-Mukarramah, in the beginning stage of Islam, when the Sahaba were being oppressed and persecuted, they were going through so many challenges. Many Sahaba migrated from Makkah Mukarramah, they went away to Habasha, Ethiopia, or present day Eritrea. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala also decided to leave Makkah Mukarramah and also go away to join the Sahaba in Eritrea. And as he was going just out of Makkah Mukarramah, he came to a place called Barkul Hamad. He met a person by the name of Ibn Daghina. He was the leader of the tribe of Qara. So Ibn Daghina asked Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where are you off to? Abu Bakr Siddiq was a very prominent person, very rich and wealthy, and he had a lot of business contacts. So Ibn Daghina asked him, where are you off to? He said, Inna qawmi akhrajani. My nation has taken me out. They didn't exile Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unable to, Abu Bakr Siddiq was unable to freely make ibadat in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So he told, Inni uridun asiha fil ard wa abudu rabbi. I wish to travel elsewhere where I can freely practice on my deen. So Ibn Daghina told to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Inna mislaka la yakhraj wa la yukhraj. The like of you, the influence you have in your community, the type of work you do in your community, the like of you should not leave Makkah, and the like of you should not be taken out of Makkah, Mukarramah. And then Ibn Daghina made a very profound statement. He said, إِنَّكَ تَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ وَتَصِلُ الرَّحِمِ وَتُقْرِ الذَّيْفِ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. The statement that Hadhrat Aisha, Hadhrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala made for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got wahi and revelation, exactly the same statement a non-Muslim makes for Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You are a person, You earn for those people that are underprivileged, who have nothing, you earn and you give them. You are a person that maintain family ties. You are a person that carry the burden of people. You are hospitable to your guests. And when people are faced with catastrophes, you help and you assist the people. These qualities were in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and exactly the same qualities were in Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fasani rahmatullahi alayhi, commenting on this particular hadith, he says, a true lover, an example of a Siddiq, is if a Nabi is standing in front of a mirror. If a Prophet is standing in front of the mirror, the Prophet is in front of the mirror, the reflection in the mirror is a reflection of the Siddiq. The reflection in the mirror is exactly the reflection of the person that's standing in front of the mirror. True love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is whatever are the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that comes into the life of the beloved. Most respected elders and friends, we proceed with the 8th chapter of Qasida Burda. The 8th chapter is titled The Jihad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has 44 poems. And we'll give a summarized version of a few poems. In this era of Islamophobia, the topic of jihad is a very sensitive topic. And it is because of the propaganda, jihad has been termed as an act of terrorism. It is regarded to be something barbaric, something very, very bad. So in this short and brief time, I want to present a very brief explanation of the concept of jihad and to remove that misconception about jihad. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created this world, this beautiful world, the sun, the moon, the alternating of the day and the night, and every other ni'mat and bounty of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala around us for us to recognize Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and to worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That is the purpose of the world coming to existence, and that is the purpose Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created and sent us in this world. In the Isha Salat, in the second rakat, the Imam Sahib commenced his qiraat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I haven't created jinn and man, but that they worship me. Allah created us to make ibadah, to worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And in order to achieve that, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent the Anbiya. He sent the prophets on earth. Teach the people, educate the people for the purpose of their creation. Link the people to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and make them understand the purpose and the object of them being created. And every prophet was committed and dedicated for the mission for which they were sent. Day in, day out, they're calling the people towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In Surah Nuh, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala just gives an example of one Nabi. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam says, Inni da'utu qawmi layla wa nahara. Complete dedication. I called my people towards the oneness of Allah, recognizing Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala day in, day out. But when the people did not take heed to the advice, they rebelled against the prophets, the Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala punished them and extinguished them. Some of them were extinguished in floods, like the nation of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Some of them would heavy winds and hurricanes. Some of them would raining stones. The nation of Ad, the nation of Thamud, the nation of Lut. When they rebelled against the prophets and they did not take heed to the message of the prophet, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala punished them, extinguished them and removed them from the face of the earth. Until when Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, final and last prophet, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also exerted himself in calling the people toward the oneness of Allah. People rebelled against him. Allah refers to the efforts of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran Kareem. طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're exerting yourself so much that you're going to destroy yourself. We didn't reveal the Quran al-Kareem so that you get destroyed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew how the previous prophets worked behind the nations and they rebelled against the prophets and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala extinguished them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of love for this ummah, he made dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, wallah, you don't extinguish my ummah. It is a barakat of the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is the barakah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did not extinguish his ummah when the people rebelled against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the previous nation rebelled against the prophets who were also great people, but in relation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they were extinguished, imagine rebelling against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why wouldn't that they be extinguished? But it was a dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala kept this ummah alive. But as a least form of punishment, unlike the punishment of extinguishing the nations, as a least form of punishment, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala imposed the concept of jihad. So jihad is actually a ni'mat and a bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in disguise. It gives an opportunity to the enemies of Islam to even accept Islam. In jihad, some of them die and some of them are alive. Those that are alive, it gives them the opportunity to accept Islam. Otherwise, by them rebelling against the Prophet, they ought to have been extinguished. Many people object on the concept of jihad, but when a loyal citizen of the country, he ought to be loyal to the government, and when anybody rebels against the government or makes an effort to overthrow the government, to unseat the government, that's regarded to be a criminal act, and that's regarded to be treason. And in some countries, that is actually punishable by death, or in some countries, long-term life imprisonment. When people are convicted of treason going against the government of their time, and the government of the time take action against them, when a person commits treason against Allah, does Allah not have right to take action against them? It's the haqq and the right of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has a right of taking action against them. Jihad, it is a means of disciplinary action to direct the people for the purpose for which they have been created. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Makkah Mukarrama, the physical nubuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 23 years in this world. 13 years in Makkah Mukarrama, 10 years in Madinatul Munawwara. In Makkah al-Mukarrama, they faced oppression, faced persecution, and the books of history are replete with the type of oppression and persecution the Sahaba underwent. But with all that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ordered the Sahaba, fa'fu wasfahu. Forgive the people. Then when you accepted Islam, you're being oppressed, you're being persecuted, forgive the people, overlook the people. This carried on. Until when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated, came to Madinatul Munawwara, that's when Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala permitted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba to make jihad. Udhina lilladhina yuqataluna bi'annahum zulimu. Because of that oppression, now you have the right to defend yourself. But in Makkatul Mukarrama, despite they being oppressed and persecuted, in the center or the height of oppression and persecution, they were told to forgive and or tolerate. Why is that so? Were they not able to defend themselves? And why is it in the center of oppression and persecution, instead of defending themselves, Allah says, forgive and overlook, and on top of that, tahajjud was made farz. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil qumil layla illa qaleela nisfahu amin qusminhu qaleela awzid alayhi wa rattilil qur'ana tartila. Now, we would logically think, when somebody has been oppressed and persecuted, you must take arms and you must defend yourself. But here, instead of defending themselves, Allah said, now forgive, tolerate, overlook, and on top of that, wake up in the middle of the night and make the tahajjud. What is the reason for that? One is physical strength and one is spiritual strength. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wanted to create spiritual strength in the hearts of the Sahaba. When you have spiritual strength, when you conquer your nafs, then you can conquer the people around you. But if you can't conquer your own nafs, how are you going to conquer the people around you? And it is after the training, spiritual training in Makkah al-Mukarramah, in the height of oppression and persecution, now when they came to Madinah al-Munawwarah and permission was given to them to make jihad, they saw the barakat of that spiritual training of Makkah al-Mukarramah. They saw it in the Battle of Badr, they saw it in Uhud, they saw it in the Battle of the Trenches, they saw it in the Battle of Hunain, finally to the conquest of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Today, we all talk about conquering other people. We talk about launching attacks on people. How can we be successful in that when we didn't even conquer our own nafs? How can we be successful in conquering the people when we can't even conquer our wives with our akhlaq? How can we be successful in conquering nations when we have not conquered our awlad and our children with proper tarbiyat? How can we conquer the nation of the world when we have not even conquered the people of our community and society and brought about love, muhabbat, harmony? How can we conquer the world when we are so loose with our tongue, but disgracing and humiliating people, and branding people with different type of names? That's not possible. It can't happen. If we want to conquer the people, and we want to conquer the world, we first need to conquer our nafs. We need to fill our masajid with people coming 5 times salah. We need to change our akhlaq, our character and conduct. We need to take control of our anger and our ghussa. We need to take control of our eyes, lower our nazar. We need to take control of our ears to ensure that we do not listen to ghibat and backbiting. We need to remove that enmity and animosity. It's only when we conquer our nafs in that, then when we reach a certain level of spiritual upliftment, conquer our own nafs, that is when we will now be in the position to be able to conquer the world. On the same point, probably I should just mention, on the issue of jihad, a common misconception also going around that Islam spread with the sword. And that's the furthest from the truth. It was in the height of oppression and persecution in Makkah al-Mukarramah that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala accepted Islam. Which sword was hanging on his head? Umar radiallahu ta'ala, in the height of oppression and persecution, he accepted Islam. Which sword was on his head? Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, being a rich, prominent businessman, which sword was on his head? Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he was a youngster. He could have played around with other youngsters. Which sword was on his head? Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, and so many other sahaba accepted Islam in the midst of oppression. And if you are to analyze the situation, it was a time for them to abstain and not even accept Islam, simply because to save themselves from oppression and persecution. In the center of all that, they accepted Iman and Islam, and there was no sword hanging on their head. In fact, the sword of kufr was hanging on their head, and again the sword of kufr, they accepted Islam. And further to that, Najashi, he was in Eritrea. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu, great illustrious leader of Islam, who gave great support to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a king. What made him accept Islam? He was sitting on the throne. He was a leader. There was no compulsion or obligation on him. What came into his heart that made him accept Islam? So, to say that Islam spread because of the sword, that is furthest from the truth and has no basis whatsoever. Nevertheless, in short and brief, the jihad, it is a great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is a ni'mat in disguise. Although the reality is, in the context of the history of jihad from the inception of mankind up till today, that how previous nations were extinguished when they rebelled against the prophets, Almighty Allah Tabarak spared our lives and at least allowed jihad. So jihad is actually a ni'mat in disguise. And besides that, the jihad is a disciplinary action with discipline to redirect the people toward the purpose and aim and objective for which they have been created. That is the purpose and that is the object of jihad. The time is gone quite beyond our time. So inshallah, the actual poems, I will elaborate on that next week, inshallah. We'll continue with our durood and salam. We make dua, Allah tabarakara inculcate in us true love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah tabarak grant us tawfiq and hidayah to inculcate the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. One is to make dawah of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one is to exemplify the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by implementing the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه وأمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات صلوات طيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات صلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله حمدا دائما مع دوامك، ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، نستغفرك. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك لك، لك الملك ولك الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم اجعل قبورنا روزة من رياض الجنة. أو الله، أو رحيم، أو كريم. أو الله، يو ذو الجلال والإكرام. الله forgive each and every sin of ours. أو ما رحيم كريم الله. We are drowning in sins. أو الله، on every part and every limb of our body. أو الله، we have committed sins. الله، we are immersed in sins and we are drowning in sins. أو ما رحيم كريم الله. Forgive each and every sin of ours. أو الله، the sin that we have committed يا الله openly in the brightness of the day. أو الله، you forgive us for those sins. Allah, the sin that we have committed in the darkness of the night, Allah, you forgive us those sins. Allah, those sins that we have committed, Ya Allah, daringly, Ya Allah, deliberately, forgive us for those sins. The sin that we have committed in omission and mistake, O Allah, you forgive us those sins. Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours, the sins of the day, the night, deliberate and omitted. O Allah, forgive the sins of our mothers and our fathers. Allah, forgive the sins of our awlad. Forgive the sins of our wives and our children. Allah, forgive the sins of our family people. Allah, forgive the sins of all the marhumeen. Al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. Innaka sami'un qareebun mujibud da'wat. O my Kareem Allah, forgive the sins of the people of our community. Allah, forgive the sins of the people of our country. Forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, among us, those people that are ill and sick, you grant them complete and mukammal shifa. O Allah, those people that have any related problem, O Allah, you remove the difficulty, remove the hardship, Allah. Those people, O Allah, that have marriage related issues, grant them sukoon, afid, khair, barakat, and stability in the homes, Allah. O Allah, those people that are having challenges with the awlad, Ya Allah, make the awlad the coolness of the eyes. Make them obedient, O Makarim Allah. Ya Allah, make them nek, make muttaqi and parizgar, O Makarim Allah. Those people, O Allah, that have awlad in the homes of marriageable age, Ya Allah, you grant them most suitable, most compatible marriage partners, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, those people are having income related problems, grant them halal tayyib rizq, remove the difficulties and remove the hardship, O Allah. O Allah, wherever the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, Ya Allah, you look after them and you protect them, O Makarim Allah. Allah, look after the Haramain Sharifain, O Makarim Allah. Remove all difficulties and problems, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, you grant the leader, O Allah, tawfiq and hidayah to lead according to the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, Bring about love and muhabbat among the leaders of the ummah, O Makarim Allah. Let be love and harmony, O Makarim Allah. Ya Allah, let them meet on common ground, O Allah, so they can advance the cause of deen, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, grant every one of us ikhlas, lillahiyat, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, help us and assist us in all the challenges of our life. O Allah, the greatest challenge we have, O Makarim Allah, is that we have strengthened our iman. O Allah, we have love for the Quran. We inculcate the sunnah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. O Allah, make the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the pinnacle and the central, the focus and the compass of our lives, O Makarim Allah. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayah to practice on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Makarim Allah. Whatever du'as we're supposed to ask and we did not ask, O Allah, without asking about your federal grace and mercy you granted to us. O Allah, those things that we're supposed to seek refuge from and we did not seek refuge. Ya Allah, without seeking refuge out of your karam, fadal, grace and Ya Allah, fadal, you granted refuge from every bad and every evil, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, accept our du'a in the tufail of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Amen.